Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Ishya Yisrael from the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that has tuned in our internet and listening audience. You know, the only reason you have tuned in to our program is because of your great fear in your great love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. And Yahweh is the one that is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the one that has raised us up to bring you his words of truth. And that's what we will do. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with the most important and the most pivotal message that you can hear today. When you see all the things that go on in the world, in your communities, and you ask, why is things such a way? Why is there such great oppression? Why is there such great violence? Why is there such great confusion? Where is the Elohim of heaven? Where is the King of the heaven and earth? All those things that you heard in church growing up, where is this so-called Savior? Everything you learned in that so-called mosque, where is this prophet, this Mahdi? Where is this deity that you prayed to five times a day? All the things you learned, where is the financial freedom that you learned about in your capitalist courses? Where is the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness? Where are the fulfillment of all these ideals and all these words that you have been taught from a child? Some people have realized that the things they have learned from the schools and from the churches and from the worship houses and from the colleges and from the TV and from the music and wherever else you've learned, the ideals that you see are not quite panning out. Many people have begun to question, where is the King of heaven and earth? And what does he have to say about everything? If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, in Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, it says in verse 19, O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. And we can't gloss over what Jeremiah just said. First, this man called on Yahweh. Many people don't call on Yahweh because they've been told Yahweh is of no significance. There is no such thing. There is no significance to his name. You could call him whatever you want to call him. But in the Holy Scriptures, he's called and he named himself and all of his servants and all of the prophets, they call on Yahweh. And Jeremiah said, oh, Yahweh, my strength. He didn't say, I'm my own strength. The push-ups I did this morning is where my strength comes from. My vegan diet is where my strength comes from. I can move tires up and down the field. That's not where my strength is coming from. Yahweh is my strength and my fortress. He's my stronghold. my refuge, he's who I run to. And when is this? In the day of affliction. When affliction is upon you, when affliction is at your doorstep, when affliction wakes you up in the morning or in the middle of the night, Yahweh is the refuge. The Gentiles shall come unto you. Fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Are going to say, that you can be born a homosexual. The nations that's been teaching you, it's okay to change your gender. Even though you were born a woman, it's okay to get implants so you now look like a man. Even though you were born a man, it's okay to get implants so you can look like a woman. The nations that taught you it's okay to divorce your parents and dishonor your parents. The nations that taught you it's okay to marry a child. The nations that taught you it's okay to worship multiple gods. These nations and their doctrines that taught you these buffoonery acts that you've been doing now, they're going to come and they're going to say, surely our fathers, who we learned this craziness from, have inherited lies. Meaning our fathers lied to us. And in turn, we done lied to the world. We done spread doctrines of deceit to the entire earth. We done spread doctrines of vanity to the entire world. Surely our fathers have inherited lies and vanities and things wherein there is no profit. We've been going this way for this long and nothing seems to benefit. We still end up in the same boat, fighting the same wars, having the same afflictions, digging the same holes, and falling in the same pits. No matter how dressed up we make it seem, no matter how many drugs we put on ourselves, no matter how many different lying vanities we promote, we're still in the same situations. And we know that our fathers have inherited lies. Shall a man make Elohims unto himself, and they are no Elohim? This is what they'll say. Surely these are fake gods that told you that the world was in a second dispensation after Christ and that he's returning. That the world was now waiting on Muslim Messiah and he's returning. The world is waiting on the Buddha, or the world is waiting on some great philosopher to bring you sense and meaning, or the world is waiting on scientific technology, whatever you have made your God. Surely you can see today, even at this hour, that they lied to you. They gods that they have crafted, the porcelain, the glass, and the stone, and the woods of graven images has been crafted, are all failing today. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. They shall know my name is Yahweh, not the Lord, not God, not Jesus, not Allah, not any other deity you've been calling on for the last 2,020 years, but Yahweh, the only Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, in the Elohim of Jacob, the forefathers of the black man and woman that is here in America today by way of slave ships, who has been here for 399 years, over 4 months, meaning 400 years is fast approaching. Yahweh is this Elohim. Yahweh is the only one. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we'll read verse 4. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one. This is what Yahweh said to the children of Israel, that he is one. Yahweh Echad. Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. In this Echad, this one means united. He is one. He's not divided. He's not a double-hearted Elohim. He doesn't tell you he's going to raise up in 3 days and in 3 nights, and then he comes up on a day and a half. He doesn't tell you he's going to raise up in 3 days and 3 nights, and then four people give you four different stories. He doesn't tell you he's going to raise up in 3 days and 3 nights, and he's not even there after the second day. This is not the Elohim that said that he is one. Yahweh is the Elohim that said that he is one. No other lying, false deity that you've been taught for all of your life is Yahweh. Yahweh is the only one. And this is what he told the children of Israel. And why did he tell it to the children of Israel? You'll find out why in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. In Amos chapter 3, and you'll begin reading at verse 1, it states, Hear, O Israel, or hear the word that Yahweh has spoken against you. And you see, Yahweh clarifies, defines, verifies, and puts the stamp of his approval on the words that are spoken in this book, the Holy Scriptures. You won't find anywhere else that Yahweh has spoken, because Yahweh only came and only spoke and only gathered one book, and that is his book, the book of Yahweh, because Yahweh is one. And this is the word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Mizraim, from the land of Kim, from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Letting us know that Yahweh, he only came to the children of Israel. He came to the children of Israel for a very specific reason. Because he said he would. Because he told Abraham that his seed will be his children. That his seed, he would be their Elohim. That he would go into covenant with the seed of Abraham. And he told the seed of Abraham, the nation of Israel, that he redeemed out of the land of Egypt, that he would be their Elohim. And that they would be his servants. And that's who you are. You are Yahweh's servants. You're not Muhammad's servants. You're not the Christ of the New Testament's disciples. You're not the priest of the Netzuneter. You are the servants of Yahweh, the only Elohim, the one and true and only creator. And he only came to the whole family of Israel. And he let Israel know that he is one. Furthermore, he let us know in the same book, Amos, in the same chapter 3, in verse 7, surely Yahweh will do nothing except what he revealeth unto his servants, the prophets. Which, what does that mean? Amongst the children of Israel, Yahweh has set up prophets, messengers that shall come in the name of the Creator and speak the words of the Most High. But don't get it mistaken. Don't get it twisted. These prophets are not coming and saying to you anything different than any other prophet of the Almighty has spoken. From the prophet Abraham to the prophet Malachi to the prophet Moray Elisha, they have all spoke the same message. And what is that message? That Yahweh is the only Elohim. If you look in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. And why is it imperative that you understand that Yahweh is one? Because as we've been teaching for some time now, Yahweh is coming. Yahweh has begun to sharpen that sword. Yahweh has begun to drum up his messengers. He's coming. He's loading his chariots with his angels. They have their swords on their girdles. They are ready to disperse the indignation and the judgment of the Most High. He's coming to get his people. He's coming to judge his people. He's coming to judge the nations that have held us captive, and he will not relent. And it would do very good for any one of the servants of the Almighty, any one of the children and all of the children of the Most High, to return to the King of the heaven and earth and all that therein is, for he is on his way, and he will not discriminate for anyone that is caught doing wickedly, that does not acknowledge that he is the only true and living creator. But yes, he's coming, and it's about time that his servants proclaim his oneness, not just in vocalizing it, not just in trying to go run down another preacher and debate them, not just in wearing a shirt, but in your actions, proclaiming the oneness of the mighty Yah. Yes, say it very loud, or say it period, but do it. Because the oneness of Yah is not just about saying it. The oneness of Yah is about walking with Yahweh perfectly. And Yahweh has said in Isaiah 45, verse 15, it reads, verily, thou art an Elohim that hidest thyself, O Elohim of Yisrael, the Savior. Because Yahweh said, I will hide myself from them and see what their end shall be. And now, brothers and sisters, in the entire world, the end of our captivity, Yahweh's people, is near. And he is looking to see what your end will be. He said, I'm an Elohim that hides myself. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them that go to confusion together, that make, that are makers of the little Christ pieces you wear on your neck, that are makers of crosses that you have hanging on your church wall. The makers of the pictures of this hippie on a stick that you have been hanging up in your houses. All of them are makers of idols. They shall go into confusion together, that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. This is who Yahweh calls you, the children of Israel, his world without end. You shall be saved. All of them, the children of Israel, shall be saved with everlasting salvation, meaning you will be saved forever and ever. For thus saith Yahweh, that created the heavens, Elohim himself, that formed the earth and made it, because there was none else with him. I know what they taught you in church. I know what they taught you in the mosque. I know what they teach you in the lodges. But there's only one God. There's only one Elohim. And there's only one creator. He hath established it. He created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in dark places of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Yaakov, seek ye me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood in the church. They have no knowledge that set up the stone in their cities. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven images. And pray unto Christ, and he hasn't saved you for 400 years. And they pray unto the Muslim deity, and he hasn't saved you in 400 years. And pray unto the various gods that you've been taught, and none of them, not a one, has saved you for 400 years. Yet, you see the world spiraling in to chaos. You see the country you proclaim you African American, they're not even slowly but quickly turning their weapons on you, looking at you as the enemy more and more overtly. No longer are they walking the streets covertly. No, they just letting you know they will not be extinct. These groups, these white supremacist groups that the president that you vote for set of fine people. Yes, these people, they have no shame. They don't care anymore. The day of their so-called political correctness is over. They're coming for you. They're coming for the children of Israel. But Yahweh said, you've been praying to a God that hasn't saved you for 400 years. When they told you you couldn't drink out of the same water fountain, your God didn't come and save you. They just gave everybody the same poisonous water. When they told you you couldn't vote, your God, he didn't come and save you. He didn't give you a king to choose that would save you from this oppression. Who have you voted for in the last 55 years that has done you justice? Who have you voted for that has helped you in the last 400 years? Or whatever time you have been able to vote. He said, they pray with God that cannot save. Time again and time again, the places in which the children of Israel dwell have not profited them, not the least. Yet you're praying to the deities and the gods that they tell you to pray to, because they're the ones that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together, who have declared this from ancient time, who have told it from that time. Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no Elohim else beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ends of the earth, not just Israel, but all the ends of the earth. For I am Elohim, and there is no one else. I have sworn by myself, and the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yahweh shall the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Why didn't he say nothing about this Christ character y'all throw money to every Sunday? Because he's not your Savior. Why didn't he say anything about this Mahdi in Islam, this Muhammad? Because he's not your Savior. Because Yahweh is the only Savior. And he's going to make sure the world knows it. Yahweh is the only Elohim. There is only one Yah. Not only that, Yahweh only has one law, one ordinance, one word. Meaning Yah's word is a God, meaning Yah's word is united. Yah's word is not divided. Why do you have all these different religions proclaiming to use the Holy Bible? Because they're not the ways of the Creator. Moray Elisha used to say, when Moses came down from the mountain after conversing with Yah, he didn't come down with 10 different denominations. He didn't come down with 10 different religions. He came down with the 10 commandments. That's what he came with. And these 10 commandments is a covenant. That means the covenant of the Most High is what he gave to his people. But he gave this covenant not only to his people, but if anybody in the world wants to be saved, they must accept the covenant of Most High. Look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 1. It reads, thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from looting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself unto Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from this people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and with my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them the everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also, the sons of the stranger that join themselves unto Yah to serve him and to love the name of Yah, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. This is who Yahweh is speaking to. Everybody that wants to take hold on his covenant. The children of Israel are covenant people. Ten Commandments is a covenant. Circumcision is a covenant. The Sabbath day is a covenant. and the children of Israel are a covenant people. But not only that, anyone that wants to serve the Most High must take hold on his covenant. If he wanted you to take hold on the Islam, he would have said you must pray five times a day and become a Muslim and proclaim that Islam is the only religion. If he wanted you to take hold of Christianity, he would have told you to call on his son. He didn't tell you none of these things because none of these things are even anything to the Almighty. But he told you to take hold of his covenant. And Christ is not the covenant. And Islam is not the covenant. But I'll tell you who is the covenant. The covenant is seen in Isaiah, the 49th chapter. Again, this is the word of Yah. And Yah's word is a God. Yah's word is united. Yah don't have 10 different religions. He don't have 150 or 1,500 denominations. You don't see Yahweh say anything about Protestant, Lutherans, Jehovah's Witnesses, Catholics, Shiites, Sunnis, Sikhs, Buddhists, Confucianists. You don't see Yahweh say anything about these things because these things have nothing to do with Yahweh's statutes and judgments. Nothing at all. He never mentioned them because he never gave them. But he did say in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, verse 6, and he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to whom man despiseth, to whom the nation abhorreth, a servant of rulers and kings, shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because Yahweh that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. I will preserve thee and give you for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Not only does the children of Israel have to adhere to covenants because we are a covenant people, because Yahweh has given us covenants, agreements in which we agreed to follow him, but yet he will give his people as a covenant to the whole world. We will be the covenant for the world, the agreement that the world will have to acknowledge. And what will they have to acknowledge? I'll show you. It's written in the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter. Because Yah's word is one. No one will go around anymore speaking things that are divisive and that are separatist of Yah's word. You will no longer have people attempting to say Yahweh meant this here and a different thing there, and you call them whatever you want, or this, that, and the third. Never again will this happen when Yahweh establishes his people as a covenant for the whole world. In Zechariah, the 8th chapter, in the 20th verse, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, it shall come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before Yahweh and to seek Yahweh of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, in those days shall it come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is of a Yehudanite, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. Yeah, this covenant, this is what they're going to have to acknowledge, that Yahweh is with us. The same people, they say, are not the children of Israel. Don't you see in the news today that the media, the mass media, not the Facebook media, not the Instagram media, but the mass media, your major news stations, Fox, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, these stations, the mass media that reaches the masses around the country, and not only around the country, but around the world, these news outlets that have the eyes and ears of millions of people are denying that you are the children of Israel. Whenever some recent attack has happened, and they said it was done by a black Hebrew Israelite that claim that they are the children of Israel, they're really just some black theological religion, black liberation theology. They say all kind of fancy and funny words. They say that you re-engineered or reverse-engineered Judaism, but the Jewish leagues claim that you have no Jewry at all, that they are not real Jews. This is what they've been saying in the mass media. What did Yahweh say? What did Yahweh say about this development that you have witnessed in the last 6 to 10 months? You have witnessed this thing, but did you lay it to heart? Have you realized that this has been said on a massive scale, that the world, and especially the country, the strongest country on earth, is denying you to be the people of Yahweh, that you are not the inheritor of his holy city? Yes, this is what's been going on. Why do you think these stories have been popping up in this time, in the 400th year, in the third year of Yah's Sabbath of years? The third represents Yah's servant. But the wicked will deny Yah's servant only to have to eat their words. And this is what the Creator has said. In Zephaniah, the third chapter, verse 19, it says, behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict you, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith Yahweh. And this is why he's going to do it. Because now, every little news story where some so-called black Hebrew Israelite attacks somebody, they're making it known that you are not the children of the Most High. They're shaming you. They're putting you down and they're making it very known that you are some hate group, that you are, you do not represent the children of Israel, that you are not what they call a Jew, but you are some hate group organization. And this couldn't be further from the truth. And this is why Yahweh is letting it be known at this time. Because your fame will be exalted where you have been put to shame. There's another scripture that reads, and I can't find it at the moment, at the place where they said that you were not the children of the Most High, shall you be called the children of Yahweh. Where's that scripture, bro? Hosea? Let's go Hosea. What chapter? This is the first chapter? Hosea, the first chapter. Yes. Hosea, the first chapter. Verse 8 says, now when she had weaned Luruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said Elohim, call his name Lo Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your Elohim. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living Elohim. In the place where it was said, you are not my people. That's what's been said. But in the same place, it will be said that you are the sons of the living Elohim. Then shall children of Yehuda and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. And they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. One head. Because Yahweh is one. He has one word. And he only has one way for the world to be. And it is the children of Israel that have to witness to Yahweh's oneness. Why did he come to us and say, Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad? Because we have to witness that Yah is one. We do. And we are the ones that will. Because we are his servants. Nobody else will do this work. This is specific for you, the children of the living Elohim. But go to the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. Because what we have today is mass confusion. And for the life of me, I can't understand why is it so difficult to understand that Yahweh is one. If you are a man or woman of truth, and that his word is one. Numbers, the 15th chapter, verse 15 reads, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Now, this is what the Most High told his servants, the prophets. This is what he told his people, the children of Israel. That he only wants one way. One way for everybody. For the ones that are homeborn, the ones of the congregation, and one way even for the stranger that sojourns among you, which is the stranger that has decided to join themselves unto Israel, that they might make themselves holy, in that they shall serve Yahweh. Now, if this is what Yahweh said, then why is it that you have a different message among these other religions? And it's because they're not of the Most High. Namely, for instance, even take for instance Islam, which teaches you that you're prohibited from eating pork unless you're hungry. Then they tell you that their food is permissible even for the Hebrews. But the Hebrews are restricted from eating swine, even if we're hungry. We're restricted from eating camels at any time, even if you're hungry. We're restricted from eating blood. But what about Islam? They say you can do these things. These things are okay. Even in the New Testament, the apostles, they told Paul, just tell the Gentiles, the heathen, to refrain from eating blood, animals that die of itself, and a couple other things. But don't put on them circumcision. That's why Paul didn't teach circumcision to the Gentiles, because he was instructed by the apostles to not teach them that they must be circumcised. He was instructed by the apostles that this is not necessary. Just tell them to stay away from blood and strangled animals and things of this sort. That's not the same message. Yahweh said even the stranger must have one ordinance. Yet and still, look what the Creator told us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "Unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh the Elohim hath divided unto all nations under the whole earth. But Yahweh hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be a people of inheritance, as you are this day." So he said all the other nations, they worship the sun, moon, and the stars. But if you want to be a part of Yah's house, you got to take hold on his covenant and not follow after the sun, moon, and stars. Yet, people today, even among the children of Israel, will teach you that you have to follow the moon. You have to follow the sun. You have to follow the stars. You have to follow these things in order to know the ways of the Creator. And of course, this is erroneous and this is false. These are the lies that was taught to the strangers. These are the lies that was taught to the nations. These are the lies that was taught to the Gentiles. And these are the lies that the Gentiles taught to our people, that you have to follow the sun, follow the moon, and follow the stars. And now our people are following after these things. Yet Yahweh said that's what all the other nations do. But you shall not do these things, for Yahweh brought you unto himself. And Yahweh said he has one word, in one ordinance, meaning it's not five different ways to follow the Creator. We don't follow the sun. We don't follow the moon. We don't follow the stars. Nor do we tell time the way the heathens tell time. And that's because the law of the Most High restricts us from basing how we tell time by following after creations instead of following the Creator. As I said, Yah's word is a card. And in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, this is what you'll see. And it's so important that we understand that Yah is one. His law is one. His word is one. It's united. It's not divided. That means there shall not be two different doctrines that oppose each other. What did Elijah say when he stood before the people? He said, "How long shall ye be of two different opinions?" How long? Yahweh is one, and he has one way for everyone. One way. Therefore, you can't tell me that Yahweh said that you got to follow after the sun, moon, and stars, and you got to follow his word. Because the sun, moon, and stars, the way you're taught and the way you teach to follow them is not what Yahweh said. In Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, it says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to his word, it is because there is no light in them." What Yahweh is letting you know, he already told you there's only one ordinance. There's only one way for the homeborn and the stranger. Only one. So he's not going to let you tell the stranger, "You can follow the moon, but we're going to follow the word of Yah. You can follow the sun, but we're going to follow the word of Yah." No. There's only one. His law is one. His word is one. Yahweh is one. And if it's not according to the law, if it's not according to his testimonies, then it's not the word of Yah. That's not what it is. Therefore, if they're teaching you time, which is so very important right now, time. You have erroneous impressions that Yahweh didn't even prophesy that the children of Israel would be held in captivity for 400 years. Or they're telling you that the day is not that time. Well, if it's not that time, what time is it? Does Yahweh teach you time? What time are we in? How long is it until Yahweh come and save us? You going to tell me he told Jeremiah about the 70 years? He told the people in the wilderness that it'll take 40 years? He told Hezekiah that he'd give him 15 more years? He gave you all these timetables, yet he hasn't told the entire nation, the entire nation of Israel, how long they could be oppressed by the most oppressive beast on earth. You're just going to have to suffer with ignorance of when you'll be saved until I decide to come get you, and I'm not going to tell you. He didn't send us into Babylon like that. He didn't send us to no captivity without acknowledging that he's turning. Or when. So yes, you need no time. But Yah's word is one. That means there can't be doctrines of time according to what Yahweh has spoken and there of two opinions. There can't be doctrines of serving the only one true creator, but there of two or more opinions. There can't be doctrines of how we're going to eat, but there are two or more opinions. All these varying opinions need to go. And the only thing that should remain, because the only thing that will remain, is the word of Yah. And who doesn't want the word of Yahweh? Who doesn't want the righteousness of Yahweh? Who wants to reject the judgments of the Most High? The only people that want to do that are the foolish. The only ones that want to do that are called the ones that have no knowledge. But Yahweh is exactly what this lovely sister said in the book of 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter. Look who Yahweh is. And then ask yourself, is this what you're receiving when you open the various books that are supposed to teach you how to be prudent and wise? In the book of 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter, verse 2 reads, and this is Hannah, the mother of Samuel, the prophet of Almighty. She spoke and said, "There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside thee." Even she knew it. Even she knew it. In the Christian churches, in the New Testament especially, they let you know that a woman didn't even speak. But Yahweh never told a woman not to speak in the church. Yahweh never told a woman to shut her mouth and only talk to her husband and ask her husband questions. Yahweh said, "He who has my word, speak it faithfully." And Hannah said, "There is none holy as Yah, for there is none else beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our Elohim. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is Elohim of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." Yes, is this what you find when you start reading about the Christ of the New Testament? Are you finding that the Christ of the New Testament is an Elohim of knowledge? Are you finding that Muhammad, God, is an Elohim of knowledge? Or are you finding that you were told lies, 4 different accounts of when Christ rose? You were taught that the earth was made in 8 days and the sun goes down in a miry pit. You were taught that it's okay to beat your wife and it's okay to be abused and oppressed by evil people. Is this knowledge? No, this is not knowledge. This is oppression. This is destruction. And this is trickery. But Yahweh is an Elohim of knowledge. And the only one that don't want knowledge is the foolish. But Yahweh don't have nothing for the foolish. Yahweh, he has wisdom. And that's too high for a fool. So there is no 5 and 10 and 20 different opinions. You got denominations in Christianity, 1,200 or plus more. And some of these denominations, like the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they wrote their own books. They got their own books. What's wrong with Yah's book? Catholics have their own book, own version of the book. Why is it that these people have different versions of the book of the Most High? Why can't they just have Yah's book? Why are they having 10, 15,000 different opinions? But we're not to learn from them. Yet and still, this is what we bring before the Creator. Even though he said he is one, he said, "Hear, O Israel, Yah Elohim, Yahweh is one." He said he has one law and one ordinance and one way for his people and the stranger. Yet we come before Yahweh with various different doctrines. Well, this is what Yahweh said about all these different doctrines, even though his word is one. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, Yahweh has addressed these varying doctrines. In Isaiah 43, we'll begin reading at the 9th verse, where it says, "Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled." Yahweh is saying this. Yahweh is calling you out. Yahweh is letting you know. Get every doctrine that you've been taught. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let all the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses. Go get all your witnesses. Go get all your books, all your testimonies, all your doctrines. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Bring it forth. Let us see it. Let us hear it so we can be justified, so it can be proven, so we can know that what you said or what they said or what him and her said, it's the truth. Where is it written on the walls of Mizraim or Kemet or Egypt? Where is it written on the walls of the Mayan empires? Where is it written in the scrolls of India or the writings of China? Where are the witnesses that have declared former things? Or let them hear and say that it is truth, which is truth, the word of Yah. Because we are Yah's witnesses. And we have his book that has declared former things. But if you have these funny books that tell you funny times and funny dates and funny stories, then all you're going to have is laughter at the end. But you won't be laughing. It'll be Yahweh laughing at the foolish. So I don't care what doctrine of time, what doctrine of when this is and when that is that you may have, if it's not the word of Yah, then it's not right. Who can afford in today's time, in today's day and age, who can afford to follow after a false doctrine when Yahweh lets you know that his word is one? He lets you know that he is one and there is none else beside him. Go to the book also of Jeremiah. And we're going to begin reading verse 36 of chapter 32 of Jeremiah. "And now, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, concerning this city, where ye say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury, and in great wrath. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yahweh says, no, not only is he one, meaning he's a God. He's united. He's not divided. He's not divisive. He don't have 25,000 different names. He got one name. His name is one. His word is one. His way is one, and he's going to give us one heart, meaning a united heart, not a double heart. See, we've been dealing with this double heart for way too long, and Yahweh's sick of the double heart. Look what it says in the book of Psalms 86. In book of Psalms 86, verse 10 reads, Thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art Elohim alone. Every time we read the testimonies of the servants of the Creator, they continuously acknowledge that Yahweh is one. Teach me thy way, O Yah. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And why would this man say this? Because his heart is double-hearted. Our hearts been double-hearted. We wanted to be one. We wanted to be united. Yahweh requires it. Yahweh desires it, and Yahweh will do it. You will be of one heart. You will be of one way, because Yahweh is one, and there is none else. He already let you know you're going to have one heart. But yet and still, the people that can't humble themselves to the word of the Creator today are laughing and saying, yeah, that one way is going to be the way that I think about. No, your way is not right. It ain't going to be the way that any of us are thinking about. If you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, so why all of you are sitting in your chair and thinking, yes, the way of Yahweh, this one way, this one heart, this one word, this oneness is going to be exactly how I imagine it, what I'm thinking of, because I know what I'm saying is the truth. Look what the Creator told the entire world. In Isaiah 55, verse 8, it says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah. For as the heaven, and that's all I need to show you right there. He said, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. So you think that everybody's going to go down to South America, and that's where Jerusalem is? That's what you think? Yahweh, he got a totally different thinking. You think that every Israelite on the planet is going to be saved and go home? Yahweh got a totally different way of thinking. You think that you're going to vote in November of 2020? Yahweh got a whole totally different thing. You think that Yahweh hasn't sent his servant, the prophet, to testify unto the world of his coming? Yahweh got a completely different way of thinking. For as the heaven is as high above the earth, so is Yah's ways above all ways, and his thoughts above our thoughts. But the one way, the one law, it's already been revealed. The only reason you don't see it, the only reason you don't know it, and the only reason the world doesn't show it is because it's been rejected. But don't be as those wicked people. Don't be as the foolish. Don't be as the haughty and reject the word of the Most High. Humble yourself to the Creator. Fear him and do his law, because he only has one way. He only has one law, and Yahweh himself is one. Every varying doctrine that you've been taught, every different religion that you've been given has been a lie. To this very day, you've been lied to. Right here, I'm letting you know, you were lied to on Sunday. You were lied to on Friday. You were even lied to on Saturday, because every religion, every single religion on earth is a lie. Yahweh never mentioned the word religion. Yahweh never spoke of religion, and Yahweh doesn't even deal with religion. Yahweh gave his word, and it's only one, because he is one. But there's something else you need to know, because what do many people do when they pray? Many people that don't even know the Most High name, when they pray, they'll say, "Oh, Father, my Father." Anybody that believes in a higher power might call the Creator Father. Why? Because a father is the head. A father is a chief. A father is the point man. Your father is the one that birthed you, that created you. And many people call on the Father. But what did the Creator say in the book of Malachi, the second chapter? Verse 10, it reads, "Have we not all one Father? Hath not one Elohim created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers?" We only have one Father. There's only one Father, Yaakov. Only one. In the world, for that matter. But there's only one Father. And what are we doing in his house? How are we approaching his house? We look like a bunch of annoying, screaming, hollering, bickering kids in the playroom. Hollering at each other. Arguing about each other. Pointing the finger at each other. Blaming each other. Tail-bearing on each other. Lying on each other. Plotting against each other. We look like these a bunch of hollering, screaming, bickering kids on the playground that don't know which way is up, that don't even realize recess is over, just hollering and bickering and throwing rocks at each other. And Yahweh keeps sending his messengers and saying, "Hey, don't we only have one Father? Why are we doing this to each other? There's only one way. There's only one Elohim. There's only one Yah. There's only one law. There's only one ordinance. Because we have one Father. And what are we doing? Are you about your father's business, as they say? Well, if so, then why do you have a doctrine from somebody else's house that he rejected? Why are you following somebody else's doctrine he never ordained? praying to a God that he never created or never knew. Because you taught lies. You've been shown fallacies and you've inherited buffoonery. The Creator has sent me to let you know, Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah is one. Put away the false gods. Put away the false doctrines. Put away the lies. Put away the grudges. Put away all the evil. And return unto the Creator. Look what he said in the book of Zechariah. The 8th chapter. Verse 16. These are the things which ye shall do. Speak every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are the things that I hate, save Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh your host came to me saying. And so this is what Yahweh is telling you. Be 100 with yourself. Be 100 with your people. Be 100 with the Almighty. He is one. And we must be one. Look what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Verse 18. And when the children of Israel or the children of your people shall speak unto thee, saying, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thy hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and will bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David my servant shall be king over them. And they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Yaakov my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they, and their children, and their children's children, forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. For what is Yahweh letting you know? That he is one. Not only he is one, he has one law, one ordinance. He also has one way. He will give you one heart. He only has one nation. and he'll give you one king, which will be the one shepherd, and you will no longer be two nations. And if this is the case, then what is it else that he's going to make one? In the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter, in verse 8, it reads, "Therefore wait upon me, saith Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms." And don't you see what's going on in the world today? Don't you see that he is gathering the kingdoms? And where is he gathering the kingdoms? Right there in your ancient homeland, right there in your inheritance, right there in your land of nativity, right there in what they call the Middle East. And how is something Middle East? The word East in the scriptures means the front, the middle front, center front. Center stage. That's exactly where Yahweh is gathering the nations. Right there. He has the United States there, Russia, China, Syria, European nations, Asian nations, African nations, American nations. All of them there. The so-called coalition forces just got bombed today. All of them there. Gathering, his determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdom and pour upon them my indignation. Because they wouldn't just out of their right mind say, "Hey, everybody, let's go to the Middle East and let's just fight." No, Yahweh's doing this. "For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of Yah to serve him with one." Meaning, there's not going to be two opinions. There's not going to be any divisive opinion on earth. He's going to give the entire world a pure language. And that is his law. And he's going to have the entire world with one consent, because his word is one, his law is one, his ordinance is one, his way is one. He's giving you one heart. He's only going to have one nation with one king and one shepherd, and the whole world will be of one consent, united. And look in the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter. In Zechariah, the 14th chapter, we'll start reading in verse 6. "And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to Yahweh, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. Summer and in winter shall it be. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yah, and his name one." I mean, how many times is Yahweh going to let you know that he is a God, united? He is unity. He is unified. That's why it is time to end the disunity. It is time to end divisiveness. It is time to end this two opinion track. It's the time to do exactly what the last scripture that I will read says it's time for. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, the first verse. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. He said, gather yourselves together, Israel. It is time to gather ourselves together. Yahweh is one. And he said, seek Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth that have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken. And where is that? In the Middle East. And Ascalon, a desolation in the Middle East. And they shall drive out Ashdod at noonday. And Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Kethrothites. Word of Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. In the seacoast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. He's coming for all the nations that have put their hand upon the apple of his eye. But it is incumbent upon us. It is our responsibility at this very time to gather ourselves together and be one. For Yahweh said, Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Go forth and y'all bring in the fire. Seek Yahweh, seek weakness. Walk in humility, not weakness. Y'all teaching this is way to be higher. Learn the truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite his way. Yah's way is only true judgment and he righteous. We can run on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons of be loud, we faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off, spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited, and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather together.
Together, O nation, not desire. Before the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Do with judgment, walk righteousness. Learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood, have the same Ema, in the same Abba. We all a slave, we all live the same drama. My people, we the true brethren. For 100 years, have we learned a lesson? How good and pleasant
we dwell together. Yeah, two is better. Three is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation. Never put the shackles to seven. Soon we'll be one nation, one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Yelling our names together, bring us all together. Those enemies, our covenant, sacrifice, sacrifice. Yelling our names together, bring us all together. Those enemies, our covenant, sacrifice, sacrifice.
Yelling our names together. Gather together, come on. Gather together, from nation, not desire.